arts and crafts style furniture, first produced in the early 1900s, is considered by many to be the hallmark of American design and artisanship. Original pieces can go for millions of dollars at auction, and even today, furniture made in that style can be sold for tens of thousands of dollars. Local man and award-winning master woodworker Tom Gallenberg is one of the best at creating furniture in the arts and crafts style. Furniture making usually takes a lifetime to master, but Tom didn't make anything from wood until he was in his early 40s.
I grew up on a potato farm here in Antigo and started a seed corn and soybean company in my 30s and had some changes in my life in my early 40s. So in 2002, I had some time and wanted to try to build some furniture, which I always thought would be really interesting. So I ended up building a Stickley-style dining room and chair set.
In the process of trying to learn this new craft, he went to California and visited the late Sam Maloof, one of the most renowned North American woodworkers. Sam was 89 years old at the time, but still active in the shop. He gave Tom some advice and a caution about what it will take to make a living in woodworking.
It takes at least 20 years to get to the point where you're comfortable where your next meal's coming from. And that was kind of a direct quote from him.
What does it take to be a successful woodworker?
It's two things. One, you have to have the skill set to create exceptional furniture, but it's the time it takes to build a clientele that can afford what you do.
Tom quickly developed his skill and was able to defy the odds and become a self-supporting woodworker not long after he started. He stays busy with 20 to 30 commissioned pieces per year. His path to success has been to focus on perhaps the most difficult to make but yet popular designs.
I specialize in the arts and crafts style, a focus on green and green, and they took the arts and crafts style and were heavily influenced by Japanese architecture.
To be a successful furniture maker, however, you cannot simply copy things that have been already made.
That's one of the biggest challenges, is to become skillful at developing new designs that incorporate some of these elements, but also take that style to a new level.
Most of Tom's green and green-inspired pieces are made with mahogany, often with ebony insets. One of his most difficult challenges was making a dining room table and chairs that were inspired by a set that a client saw in the Minneapolis Museum of Art. He couldn't touch or measure the piece in the museum, but he was able to create a work that satisfied the client. Although Tom found making this piece was a challenge, he really does not have a favorite project.
I get the joy out of building it. I love the challenge of creating new designs. Just about everything I do is one of a kind.
Not only does he support himself with his craft, but his furniture is recognized by his peers. Over the years, he has won 5 Best of Show awards at New England and Wisconsin handmade furniture exhibitions. Clients all over the United States commission Tom's work, but if you'd like to see some of his work close up, you need to go no further than the lobby and chapel of the Aspirus Hospital in Antigo. When the hospital was expanded, a large cherry tree had to be removed, and Tom turned them into works of art.
We did the altar, the lectern, the priest chairs, the altar boy chairs.
Tom often works alone because the intricate work with expensive materials takes a great deal of concentration. But he does routinely share his talent by teaching at the North Central Technical College in a program he helped to create. Now 60 years old, he finds a great deal of gratification by teaching 2 courses at the college.
The first semester is a little side table, and then second semester we do a Stickley-style dining room chair, and also the student has the opportunity to design their own dining room table. It's really interesting for them because they get exposed to a different aspect of woodworking that they might not have been. I know when I started, there's really no one I could go to or no one that I knew that did this. So most of this I had to kind of learn on my own. So I kind of know from their perspective how difficult it can be. So it's really rewarding to work with some of these students.
North Central Technical College has a state-of-the-art wood technology center where they offer an associate degree in wood science, a technical diploma in wood technology, and Tom's expertise, a certificate in furniture design and craftsmanship. The goal is to train students in skills that are needed in the wood industry from the point a tree is cut down, milled, and then formed into a product. If you have a passion for woodworking, according to Tom, this might be the career for you.
If it's something you're passionate about, it's a job you love. It's really not a job. It's like being on vacation.
Nick Offerman, the television star but also expert woodworker, often encourages people to make things with their hands. He suggests that puzzling out how to make something requires a coordination of both our brain and hands that brings great satisfaction. Not everyone can build a green and green arts and crafts masterpiece, but you can knit a sweater, make a birdhouse, or throw a pot. But if you want to try your hand at woodworking, you could check out the programs at North Central Technical College at www.ntc.edu. To learn more about Tom Gallenberg's woodworking, you can also visit his website at gallenbergstudio.com. For WXBR News, this is Jim Skibo.